Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back, hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup. Pete Gray here. Rock Cod Rick Maxa is actually on the line from Whaler's Cove here. We're going to be talking to him in just a second here. Ron and Hayden Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay. Rick Jensen from Sport Fishing Financial. Having a great time talking fishing, giving away a couple of great prizes we added to the prize package. In addition to the Ahi USA Social Tuna Kit that includes all these great assault jigs, the live deception jigs, the assault diamond 10-ounce glow, which has been great on those big bluefin tuna, courtesy of Ahi USA, we're throwing in a ticket for the CCA Beer and Tapas event a week from today at Portuguese Hall in San Diego on Shelter Island there, the CCA Beer and Tapas. You're going to get a free ticket to go to that along with that Ahi USA Social Tuna Kit. And if you want to get through, here's your chance. 877-792-1090 or 858-457-1090. It's time to find out what's biting out there. The Catch Report sponsored in part by the Sato Crimp and Winer Company, where they only make products that work. Hey, you want to end connection failures? You need the Sato Crimp Kit. It's a must-have piece of gear for your trip for everything from school-sized tuna to a record-sized tuna. And with all brass crimps and other features, it's better than ever. It's the one I use and a lot of other people use for, and it's a preferred connection method on the Royal Star, the Royal Polaris, the American Angler, and all the top boats use it, the Sato Crimp Kit. You just talk to them. If you haven't already, make it your preferred connection from Spectra to Mono or Spectra to Fluorocarbon. Get it at selected tackle stores like Fisherman's Landing Tackle or at SatoCrimpAndWinder.com. Let's go live to Whaler's Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. Rock Cod Rick's on the line. What's up, Rick?
Hey, what's up, Pete? Boys, how's it going?
It's
great. Well, you're getting ready to board the ferry, headed back to Juneau. How was the trip?
Oh, man, it was everything that you said it was going to be. It was fantastic. We had good weather. We had unbelievable silver salmon fishing, limits of halibut and rockfish basically every day. It was just perfect. This place is so, so killer. I'm looking at probably 20 Hobie kayaks right now with a bunch of pro anglers because they're going to start doing kayak fishing tours up here next year.
I'm in.
Oh, my God, you guys would not. I mean, I'm sure Pete has been talking about it the whole show. It's perfect. I mean, it's everything that they say. I mean, Pete, you said something that there's a lot of places in Alaska that are not what the brochure promises. Well, this for sure is not one of those. I mean, it's everything and more. Food was great. Accommodations were killer. Our fishing's fantastic. The boats up here are all so nice. I was fishing with Captain John, who does a report every Sunday on the radio show, and he just treated us so well. Their gear was killer. It was just everything about it. I mean, I'm going to run out of nice things to say because they're not going to do an appropriate job of describing how perfect this trip was.
Food, and they've gone to this new menu now with a lot of wild game. We had bison and elk and duck and all kinds of incredible. The meals there were just insane, right?
How good were the meals this year? Yes, the head chef, you nailed it, incorporated so much cool stuff that, you know, some people are, I don't know if I want this. And then, you know, the second later, like, let me get some more of that bison burger.
Yeah.
It was so good. And, food was perfect. And the accommodations here are just, I mean, it's so, I don't know, frontier is like the best way I can describe it. You know, I'm sitting on the front porch overlooking the basin here. All the boats are just steps away, and there's just killer, you know, log rocking chairs and big fireplaces and comfy couches. Dallas and I were playing cribbage in these big leather chairs in front of a fireplace last night. It's such a cool spot. I so hope that everybody that's listening is able to join us next year because it's a treat that you deserve to get to go on. It's incredible.
It's a great place to take kids. It's a great place to take your significant other, wife, girlfriend, whatever. It's a great place for couples. I can't say enough about Whalers Cove Lodge and Mark and Christine and the whole entire staff there is just
beyond
comprehension. They're just fantastic. Such a comfortable deal and easy going. We're going to get Ron to put a group together of kayakers next year. What do you think, Rick?
Yak attack.
You know, there's no doubt, and it's the perfect place for it. And you know, piggybacking on what you said about bringing your wife, your girlfriend, your significant other, it's the best spot for it. I mean, the weather here is calm. I wish I would have taken video. Because on our first day, it was a little breeze. I'm not trying to say it was a little breezy where I'm trying to cover up the fact it was really rough. It wasn't. It was literally just a little breezy. And John, our captain, was like, oh, I don't really want to run to this other spot. It's so rough. I don't know if I want to do so. If you guys listening could have seen the weather that he described as so rough, you would have all cracked up. I'm like, you have got to look at it right now. It was maybe, there was no swell at all, but there was maybe 1.5 to maybe 3 foot of chop. I mean, we're talking maybe. We're in this beautiful big 30-foot cabin-style aluminum Alaska boat. Like, there was nothing. And literally, he's like, this is you know, bordering on top 10 roughest days of the year right now.
Oh,
and
it
looked like San Diego Bay on a Saturday afternoon. At its worst.
Yeah.
And then the next few days were as flat as a lake as you could imagine. The weather here, it's so perfect. If you have somebody that you'd like to introduce to fishing but want to give them a spot, like Pete said, with incredible meals, the fishing is very easy for somebody who is new, still challenging big fish, and there's so many shots. I mean, limits were common for virtually every boat. It's the perfect spot to introduce somebody to fishing that you want to share a really cool experience with.
No doubt about it. If you want to come on our trip, you better hurry next year. Our 4-day trip, I believe, is very, very close to sold out. I think Jay told me there were 4 spots left on our 4-day next year. Our 3-day trip has a few spots available. Pretty much everybody that goes to Whalers Cove Lodge rebooks, and I'm sure that everybody on your group is rebooking for their 3-day, and you know, a lot of people upgrade to the 4-day, but this is not radio hype. This is the real deal.
Yeah.
You want to go to Whalers Cove, you better take your shots, because everybody's figured out what an incredible place this is.
Our spot will, you know, our trip will be sold shortly, and they're stressing on booking 2019 already and have a ton of dates for 2019 already gobbled. I mean, just go. It doesn't take a ton of money to hold your spot, and once you do, then you're locked in. But like you said, Pete, if you don't, it will be gone. This place is too good, and it fills up every time. I mean, it's basically always sold out every day.
You bet. WhalersCoveLodge.com. We've got the info on our website, letstalkhookup.com, on the trips page. Just look for the Whalers Cove trip next year. Rick, safe travels home, and we'll see you next weekend on Let's Talk Hookup.
Look forward to giving you the full report then. Have a great show, boys.
All right. Thanks for the call this morning. All right. Continue our Catch Wart, our private boater buddy, with our FishDope.com report. Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Edge. What's up, Mark?
Hey, Pete, Ron, Rick. Well, you know, it's always tough following some of these reports, you know, but Ricky did a fantastic job like always. But, man, we got a lot of stuff going on right here in our backyard, guys. This is a great time to be a private boater. There's so much opportunity over so big an area, both inshore and offshore. But we're going to just kind of stay offshore here for this report. Near and dear my heart, of course, the marlins are around, and it's getting to be that time of year. They're starting to gang up just a little bit, getting interesting. Big spread of fish right now from up above the west end of Catalina, up the ridge there, all the way to the ridge down the other end, down toward the 277. But most of the stuff down the east there is right off the slide, in tight 50 fathoms on those deep bait schools. There's a decent amount of fish in there. Also around the east end, down toward that 277 sector, you got to keep an eye on them kelps. There's yells and dorados on the kelps, and a little bit of yellowfin tuna underneath the dolphin schools in that zone. And then also off the back there, out toward the 499, there's some yellowfin out that way. It's not getting looked at very much at all. And then speaking of yellowfin tunas, I just got a call here a little bit ago from Danny that does the Fish Dope reports with a worthy tidbit of late-breaking news, literally as we're speaking here. You know, water's been improving on the 9 mile bank right in front of San Diego there, and those yellowfin that have been on the dolphin schools are starting to bite the jigs a little bit this morning. So that's good news and close to home and fun stuff there, right there, right in the backyard. And then above that, like 8 to 12 off of Encinitas to Oceanside, that sector in there is a good spot of water has developed, and some of that better grade bluefin showed up in that, like the 80 to 140s, which are pretty darn nice fish, guys, right in your backyard. And there's been some kite bites, mackerel bites, and some popper fish like last year. We haven't seen that popper phenomenon like we did last year. It's just literally took us all by surprise, but some of that stuff's up there foaming around, biting the popper, so that's good news. And then also some signal from the 209 to below the 181, and then out around the 289 also on that bigger grade bluefin. That's good news. But the mother load of that bluefin fishing is still backside east, San Clemente Island. Main zone is kind of a triangle from the 81 to the 381 up to the 245 there, kind of middle of the back. Big volume of fish in there, guys. It's just shocking how much fish is there. They don't always bite that much. That's a certain sure fact. But they're biting best just before daylight, and then again just before dark. That's when they're really coming up good, in that late afternoon. And again, they're biting the mackerels, they're biting the flatfalls and other heavy jigs, and then, of course, the yummy flyers on the kite there. But, man, there's some big ones in that area, fish big gear, guys. One of my friends at 2 over 2 in there yesterday. And on the outside, the Outer Banks, Cortez and Tanner is starting to bite there, school-sized bluefin and tanker-grade yellows on both banks there. So, like I said, guys, lots of opportunity over a vast area and flat, calm weather right now. It's time to go fishing.
Gotta love that, and congratulations. I saw you got a big one last week after being on the show last Saturday.
Yeah, yeah. You know, what's that famous thing that Alan Watson used to say, even a blind squirrel finds a nut once in a while? So.
Well, congratulations on that. And I reiterate again, you're talking about that San Clemente area. Make sure you watch that San Clemente Island Safety Zone, the scisland.org. Navy's serious about this stuff, guys. We're going to lose our opportunity to be in there at all if you don't start abiding by the rules.
That is so true. And you know what I'm going to do, guys? See, we're fishing two different kinds of kites. We're using like the AFTGO square type kite and then the Boston Big Game, which is kind of took everybody, you know, that's kind of the rage because they fly easy and they fly high. But they fly so high, that's where the issue is. So I'm going to use my AFTGO kite and I'm going to make in the parking lot this afternoon a line that's 150 feet long with a little weight and a glow on it so I can see. I'm going to support that off the kite to see how high 150 feet is because, I, you know, it's kind of hard to judge that.
Right.
Just to, you know, really see what
we
got.
It's not very high.
These guys are serious this time, guys. I don't think we want to be pushing this envelope here.
No, they're not messing around this time. So if you see people violating the rules, make note of them and report them to the Coast Guard.
Yeah.
I think that's the best thing we can do is just we got to be our own vigilantes, and we've got to see people violating the rules. By golly, report them to the Coast Guard. Let them know that they're violating the rules because that's the only way we're going to protect the opportunity that the Navy gives us. It's an opportunity, too. It's just
it's not a
right. It's a privilege.
Hey, Pete, I'm thinking a lot of people don't know the rules.
Well,
and so just a shout-out might help, too.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Well, Mark, in the meantime, of course, Danny and Fish Dope and all those guys have been talking about this for the last week about abiding by those San Clemente closures and such like that. And, of course, having all the information on Fish Dope. Say $20 off a new membership to Fish Dope, fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. A must-have piece of gear is fishdope.com. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger there. Phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. The website, PacificEdgeTackle.com. And it's awful interesting out there, guys. There is so much going on, and flat, calm weather is definitely time to go fishing.
You betcha. All right, Mark, thanks a lot for that. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
You got it, buddy. We'll see you.
All right. Sam to C4 Sport Fishing. Our buddy Marcos is on the line. A lot going on at C4, right, Marcos?
Very good fishing going on right now. Definitely good fishing on the half days, three quarter days, overnight, just about everything you'd want and about what you'd expect in the middle of August here. Half days, seeing lots of bonito in the morning, some yellowtail in the mix. Yesterday afternoon, they actually had 53 yellowtail to go along with that. So very good options there. Some of those bonito are in the 4 to 10 pound range. There's definitely some bigger fish in there, a nice amount of yellowtail. It's a great half day when you can catch 53 yellowtail for sure. So check that out. C4thLanding.com. We have our half-day trips up there. The three-quarter-day trips, San Diego. Yesterday, 165 yellowtail, 59 bluefin. Day before that, 130 yellowtail, 18 bluefin, 48 bonito. Just goes back like that. So three-quarter-day, also great fishing. You definitely need to double-check the schedule for him. He's got a lot of charters at this time of the year. When he's chartered, we have a sea watch running offshore looking around, catching yellowtail in Dorado. So a few options there. And again, C4thLanding.com has the full schedule up there for all our boats, half-day, three-quarter-day. Those overnight trips, they're seeing a nice mix of fish, yellowtail, Dorado, skipjack, yellowfin. Make your reservations online. You can give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. You can always come down and visit us. Visit the tap shop, talk to us in person, get a burrito at the restaurant, the Rock Hard Rick Breakfast Burrito there. And I was just thinking this, Pete. We need to get something named after you.
Uh-oh, that'd be scary. Well, with my new diet, it'd have to be like a vegetable sandwich.
There you go. Pete Gray vegetable scramble.
Yay, I like it. Marcos.
I'll talk to Cass and see what I can get
that
to you over
there. Yeah, you do that. All right. Thanks, Marcos. Appreciate that very much, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Talk to you then, guys.
All right. Very good. And Rick Jensen, Sport Fishing Financial, with our Northern Baja report happening down there. Right, Rick?
Yeah. Down at Mag Bay, we talked to Bob Hoyt down there, Mag Bay Outfitters. He said things are really starting to take off. Limits of yellowfin and yellowtail, a few marlin and wahoo getting into the mix, a few barracuda and sierra also. Big numbers of rockfish they hit up on the way in on their last trip. And further up in the Sea of Cortez there, Mulegé, Bahia Concepcion. Small dorado are still around outside. Lots of rooster boils showing up in the bay and snapper in the shallow water. Cabrilla are down a little deeper there. Out at Cedros, we talked to Jeff out there on his trips, and looks like, I guess, Hayden and you guys,
Ron.
I'm reading now off of a report. I can't look at Ron and remember his name.
Yeah. So, he's unforgettable. How can you forget Ron?
There's Ron. So I guess those guys got a little piece of this, and it just keeps getting better and better. Jeff says that the yellowtail are around full speed all around the island. Calico are everywhere. Just a few miles offshore, they're getting into the yellowfin tuna and dorado. Couple broom tail around, and up on the north end, they're still getting into that white sea bass. So we'll be down there in a couple weeks, and I'm really excited about moving around, fishing the skiffs, fishing the kayaks, maybe do a little surfing. We're gonna put Jeff to work while we're down there, so that's
cool.
Exciting. Up in San Quintin with Juan at San Quintin Bay, sport fishing full speed on yellowfin and yellowtail. Usually if things are slower, you deal with a rockfish, but I saw the other day they did so well on yellowfin and yellowtail that they came in to round out the catch with a lot of nice reds. So how good is the fishing there when you go to the fallback fish, because the fish that haven't been there for 6 years are too plentiful.
Oh, yeah, and fishing with Juan down there is such a great guy.
Yeah, he knows every little stitch of the conditions and high spots there and makes it real pleasurable.
Yeah, no doubt.
So then also just to round it off here, Ensenada, small yellowtail, lots of small yellowtail. I saw a lot of big calico being caught there, and, of course, the assorted bottom scratchers are filling the bags there.
Yeah, indeed. And I know if somebody wants good investment advice, wants to talk to you, we heard from the grandpa of them all, Jack, earlier, a testimonial for you. So get started early, and you won't be sorry, for sure. How do we get a hold of you at Sport Fishing Financial?
Yeah, you can always reach me on the telephone line at 949-481-1807, on the website, sportfishingfinancial.com, or send me an email there at rick@sportfishingfinancial.com.
Yeah, for sure. I'm going to tell a little story. I had, when you first started advertising with us and promoting with us, I got some heat from another financial advisor saying, how unethical this was to promote, financial advisor on Let's Talk Hookup, and I'm never listening to your show again. Well, dude, you were wrong, because Rick is kicking butt with our show, and he's helped so many people out there that needed the help and doing what you do best, and that's helping people, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, I don't know where the ethics between me just advertising on the show.
I never understood that,
yeah.
Right? But that was his opinion, and you know what? You showed him wrong, Rick, because you've done so well with helping so many of our listeners out, and we're very grateful for
that. You really want to do business with somebody who speaks the same language.
Yeah, man. Yeah. It's it. For sure. I've traveled with Rick. I've gone all kinds of fishing trips with Rick, and he's a good guy. So, yeah. So, Rick, I know you have to bug out. You have a meeting with a new client. So, thanks for joining us this morning, and we'll continue on here.
Well, thank you, Pete, and thanks for your support, and good being with you guys, Ron and Hayden, and we'll be with Jeff trying out some of those kayaks and be able to report back from that trip here. Second week of September.
I can't wait till you go on a sleigh ride in one of those kayaks.
On a 40-pound yellow on the end of the line.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you're going to have fun. Thanks,
I'll
Rick, for coming down. All right.
Okay,
appreciate
guys.
It very much. Continue our catch report. Tom Green, our man in the sky, is on the line. What's up, Tom?
Hey, good morning, Pete. How's the battle going today?
Oh, it's awesome, awesome, awesome. How's everything looking from the sky?
Oh, I tell you what, it's looking up, starting to see a few more kelps holding more Dorado. That's pretty exciting. The boats were all spread out around Clemente Island the other day, but I got a email from the Navy, and they're kicking us out of there for a little while, but there's a lot of fish around. We're still seeing good fish in a lot of different places. It's pretty exciting right now.
And you're putting the sack boats on those fish, right?
Yep, every chance I get, when they let me.
Yeah, for sure.
Three quarters of the time, they're already in stock. I got to tell you, Pete, those guys are good fishermen.
Yeah, they are. They know what they're doing, no doubt about it. But it doesn't hurt to have a guy in the sky looking around for him and helping him out to where the concentration of the fish are.
Oh, just like what you just said when you were talking to Rick. You know what? Anytime you can get a little extra help, it's always good.
All right. Well, when's the next time you're going to be up there for the sack boats, Tom?
We're probably going to do a couple of days next week and see what we can do. Seeing a lot of big bonita around the Coronados and halfway between the Coronados and Point Loma, but I know the guys don't want that, but it sure be fun for a lot of the small boats.
Oh, heck yeah, man. Ron just said, why not, man? That's...
Well, I've changed my mind about bonita. Boy, oh. We had some great smoked bonita the other day. Trevor brought it in. Oh, my goodness.
Fisherman's Processing.
Really?
They did it on their Traeger. They smoked it on their Traeger.
And if you bleed it, if you bleed it and put it on ice right away, it's delicious.
Gotta tell you.
You know, when they used to can bonita up there in San Pedro, I would just as soon have canned bonita as canned tuna. That stuff used to come out so good.
Indeed. Yeah. Pretty awesome. Well, Tom Green, Sack Spotter Plane, appreciate what you do for us, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great.
All right.
Take care, Pete.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Hey, that is our catch report today, very complete, and it's sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. Complete saltwater tackle shop, full deli, Mexican and California licenses, trips and six-pack charters, and when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle. It's a full line of freshwater tackle, the best in the business. Live bait for a great day on the lake. Dana Landing, it's the ultimate place, right next to Fast Lane, next to the Dana Lawn Trap, across from SeaWorld in Mission Bay, or East County Bait and Tackle at the end of the 67 Freeway at Mapleview in Lakeside. Check danalanding.com for more information. Let's talk to Jeff in Bonita. Thanks for joining us, Jeff, on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning. Question for Ron. Ron, I've been doing a lot of Baja trips with my pro anglers, and those rocks down there are torture on the hulls. How do you repair them? And you do them at your shop, and how long is the turnaround time?
Well, now, are you talking about just scrapes, or are you actually talking about punctures in the hull?
No punctures, some good deep gashes. You know, the hull's so thick, but you get some, it's so rare to get a puncture. But just there's around Punta Bafaro, there's just a lot of rocks down there by the house. The wear and tear is starting to show, and I just think it'd be a good time to get them repaired.
Hayden?
Yeah. Actually, I've done this a few times with those deep gashes when it kind of like the plastic peels up, just kind of hit it with a heat gun for a while, and the plastic usually actually just kind of heats up and melts right and lays back down.
Good idea.
Pretty quick and easy fix that works for a lot of those. But it's really just cosmetic stuff. Like you said, the stuff's thick, and going all the way through is
I've never seen it.
Have
happen.
You ever seen
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
It doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's a good idea with the heat gun. Just kind of get it back into shape.
Mm-hmm.
Melt it back in there.
We also have the little heat gun that has the rods of the color that matches it. So if you have any real big ones, you can heat weld it to repair it. I just kind of think that it's a lot of work for nothing, and all those scratches are just badges of honor.
There you go. All right. Very good, Jeff. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Hope that helps you out. Bart Hall, what's up, Bart?
Well, Pete, I was just sitting here sauteing some vegetables for a party later today, and I was thinking of you.
Oh, thank you very much. You can name the dish after me.
Yeah, I'll eat your steak, though.
All right. Thank you very much for that.
Well, the other day I stopped in at Fast Lane Sailing Center just to say hi to Debbie and Ava and Hayden. And, of course, Ron was there, too. And as I was talking to Ron, he was showing me where they had gone. He and Debbie had gone kayak fishing up at Twin Lakes, and he was showing me all the pictures and how this inflatable kayak was laid out. And behind me, Hayden was showing a guy about the new inflatable kayak. And while we were talking, he had that thing inflated in about 2 minutes. And I was talking to Ron. Pretty soon, by the end of the day, we decided we were going to have a contest at the show next year. So I wanted to call in and announce that. What are we going to call that, Ron?
Show up and blow up.
Show up and blow up. I like it.
So we're going to have a contest to see who can blow up one of those inflatable kayaks. It was absolutely amazing how quickly that thing went together. I had never seen it done. I was blown away. Well, and the guy ended up buying it, of course, and putting it in his car. And that's the other thing. He put it in his trunk in a regular sedan.
How much does those things weigh with the full rig in the pack with the Mirage Drive, the whole deal?
The everything all together in the bag, 60 pounds.
60 pounds.
The kayak itself is just 30.
Brady, one of the kids that works for us, had to go to a state far away, and he was, you know, middle of summer, young guy. He was kind of bummed, but his mom got him one of those kayaks. They put it on the plane, flew it out there, and he was like the hero. Kept sending us pictures of big fish, big bass he caught on these lakes, and
sweet.
It totally turned his attitude around.
Man, and they're so stable, you can stand up on them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Pretty amazing. Yeah,
I like that idea, Bart.
I love it. Yeah, that's going to be great to have a prize for the person that blows it up the quickest.
Yeah, we're going to have a big prize. I'm not sure what it is yet. We're working together. I'm going to talk to Ruth here coming up, and we're going to come up with something good. And it's amazing. I'll tell you. Anyway, I just wanted to call in and share that because I was blown away, and I know we were talking about it. So
loving it, Bart. All right, save me some vegetables. All right.
Thanks, yeah, well, I am cooking vegetables, and I'm thinking of you, so no steak for you.
All right. Okay. Thanks. Appreciate the call this morning, Bart Hall from the Fred Hall Shows. Always a pleasure hearing them. You want to get through? Here's your chance. 877-792-1090. We're giving away that Ahi USA social tuna kit and a ticket to the beer and tapas event for CCA at Portuguese Hall next Saturday. When we come back, more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
38 years ago, my parents started Fast Lane Sailing Center. They sold catamarans because they wanted to do what they loved and sell what they loved to do. They wanted to share their passion with others, share the stoke. I'm Hayden Lane, and over the last 3 decades, my parents have shared that passion with thousands of people, my brother, sister, and I among them. We grew up right there at the shop in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay, sailing on the bay, fishing off the docks, and later off the Hobie Mirage kayaks. We grew up surrounded by the water. Our shop was filled with tools that Hobie and other brands have made to enjoy on the water. And I use them all. I mean all of them. Wouldn't you? So when you come into the shop, you're not going to hear a salesperson trying to convince you to buy something. You're going to hear us bragging about how much fun we have on these toys and telling you to do the same. We test every product out there, and we only sell the best because we want to use the best. So check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or get on down to the shop in Dana Landing and find your next adventure.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial. I think most of you get that I'm a fisherman and work with the fishing community, but to understand exactly what Sport Fishing Financial does, ask yourself these 4 questions. First, do you really know how much money you'll need in order to retire comfortably? Next, do you know how much you'll have to save on a regular basis to reach that number? Do you have a process that includes a proven investment strategy and confidence that the money you save will grow? Last, do you have a plan for how to turn your savings into retirement income? If you don't have good answers to these questions, you're not alone, but you should, and I can make sure you do. In addition, if you own a business and currently provide or are planning on providing a retirement savings plan for yourself or your employees, we should really talk. We offer an outstanding variety of creative solutions that are sure to meet your needs.
Some of our listeners may feel overwhelmed. Others may believe they are already doing the best they can. In either case, I bet Rick can help. Set a time to meet with him and start planning for your personal or business investment success. Find Rick on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com or give him a call at 949-481-1807.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. contrast is clearer, details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 18 stores throughout Southern California and 3 in San Diego County. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find the location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
He's not just my fishing buddy. After 30 years, he's a brother, and I'd sure hate to lose him. His bass boat's got nothing to do with it. So I make sure both of us wear a life jacket. Save the ones you love, even if they don't own a fancy boat. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here, along with Ron and Hayden Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay. Talking great fishing here and talking lots of fun. And speaking of fun, 2 weeks from today, going to be our final San Diego County Ford dealer live remote. It's going to be at El Cajon Ford in beautiful El Cajon out there, Saturday, September 2nd. Your last shot to win that Hobie Mirage Drive kayak from Fast Lane and the trip to Cedros kayak fishing on Cedros Island, or the trip to Palmas de Cortez on Alaska Airlines, or that trip on the Blackjack out of Dana Landing, and a lot of other prizes. The last chance, Gary Schiebler from the world's greatest fishing band is going to join us live, play some tunes, talk fishing with us at that event. So mark your calendar. Cowboy will be there. Tons of prizes. It's going to be a fun, fun time. The guys at El Cajon Ford are always fantastic people, and they have some great deal on the Fords out there. That's Saturday, September 2nd. 2 weeks from today at El Cajon Ford, right there off the I-8 in El Cajon. Don't miss it. It's going to be a giant event and your last opportunity to win that kayak, the Cedros, the Hobie kayak, the Cedros kayak fishing, and the Palmas de Cortez on Alaska Airlines trip. And while we're talking about that, sad news to report. Earlier this month, Paul Leader, the owner, operator of El Cajon Ford, passed away. He was in his late 70s. Such a great guy and such a supporter of the fishing industry, Paul was. He was a dynamically wonderful person, did so much. He had the elk with the bass fishermen. I went fishing with him once in El Salto and just laughed the whole time. Such a great guy and a wonderful human being. And our condolences to his family and all the people at El Cajon Ford, because I know the people at El Cajon Ford are family to him. And sad news, just earlier this month, Paul Leader passed away. So our condolences to that family. But we'll be celebrating his life and all that on Saturday, September 2nd, at El Cajon Ford with the guys down there. Hey, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones. Let's talk to Odie in Norwalk. Thanks for hanging in there, Odie.
Morning.
Good morning.
I know it's not a good thing to talk about, or it might be a good thing, but about the albacore. I know I shouldn't be picky, you know, but it's been a long, long time that I've seen any.
Yeah, it's been a long, long time since we've seen any either. So it's maybe next year. You know, I predicted it for this year. I predicted it for last year. It didn't come true, so I'm going to predict next year.
Okay.
At some point, you get it right, right? I mean,
that's
if you
right.
just keep predicting that albacore are going to be here, they're going
to be here. Next year, Pete.
Next year, right. So we'll see what happens, Odie.
Pete?
Yeah.
Hello, Pete?
Yeah, Odie.
Okay, listen, I went on your trip last week on the boat there.
Yeah.
And I'm not exactly ready to go deep sea fishing just yet. What is a good rig to go out with at the moment?
Well, I'll tell you what, get on a half-day trip out of 22nd Street Landing. You're up there in Newark. Go with the guys at 22nd Street Landing, or even an overnight or a day trip out to Catalina Island. That's a great trip, and 22nd Street is certainly the finest landing up in the L.A. area there. So they have all the best boats and all the best crews. So 22nd Street Landing is where you want to go, Odie. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Hey, Ron, you have this thing called the Rhino Sideloader.
Yeah.
That one of our listeners was callers earlier in the show was talking about. Tell us about what that is.
Well, when I said it was a funny story, it was because we had just completed a fishing mission, and one of the guys that went along with the fishing mission with us wanted to get a pro angler. And Hayden and I were there, and we're kind of, you know, going, okay, what kind of car you got? And he goes, I've got a Prius. I go, you got a Prius? Does that have a rack on it? And so we had to look in. Thule happened to sell the rack. We happened to have it in inventory. And we attached to the Thule rack a Rhino side loader, which made putting the Pro Angler 14 on this Prius very easy. I mean, like, really easy. Kind of surprised us even. And I guess that's the one that that caller saw in the parking lot. And this character comes by the store all the time saying, yeah, I'm still the best show in every parking lot when I'm launching my boat.
And it's something that you guys have at Fastlane.
Yeah, so it's an accessory by the company Rhino Rack. And it's just a bar that clips onto normal roof racks. And
anything, a truck to a Prius.
Truck to a Prius, yeah. Any rack with crossbars. And it sticks out the side of the side of your car, so you can pick up one end of the kayak and set it on it, and then pick up the other end and put it on the car and just kind of scoot it over. So there's a lot of, you know, some cars you just can't load a kayak by yourself, and this is pretty much a universal fix.
Wow.
It almost looked like the boat was bigger than the car sitting up there, with the rack being so narrow. And I asked the client, I go, hey, how's that working? He goes, oh, it works great. I use it all the time. And so that he must have been sighted this morning.
Yeah, indeed. So the Rhino side loader, check it out. Hey, if you want to get through, 877-792-1090, open right now. You want to get through, there's your chance. Win that ticket to go to the CCA Beer and Tapas event at Portuguese Hall in Shelter Island next Saturday. Or that great Ahi USA tuna kit. Let's jump back in the phones. John in Long Beach, you're next up. Good morning, John.
Good morning. You kind of answered my question with the Prius question. I've got a Ram ProMaster, like a Ford Transit, the small one.
Oh, killer.
And I'm wondering how that would be to put the kayak on top of that.
That's the real tall one, right?
No, this is the small one. It's the ProMaster City, which is the little one, like a Ford Transit or like the Nissan. It's the baby van, basically.
Yep. Killer, yeah. I actually drive a Transit Connect. But yeah,
it's just exactly like that. It's hard to tell them apart.
Yep. So you can, depending on the kayak you get, if you're doing a pro angler, you can actually throw, you know, padding on the back corner of the van and just slide it up the back. And we do that with a lot of people. With, you know, cars like Priuses and stuff with back windows, we don't do that. But with a van, that's how I load the kayaks on top of my van. And that's super
easy.
Yeah,
I haven't put the roof rack on here yet, but I have the holes on there for it to mount the factory rack right into the – it's already got the fittings and everything. And then you just need the crossbars.
Yep. Yeah, Hobie's kayaks are designed. You don't need to buy any special racks, just normal crossbars and you're set.
And the nice thing about the Hobie design being more flat bottom – they rest on racks much, much better.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No cradles, none of that, taking them on and off. You're just right onto the bar.
Straight onto the bar, strap it on, and you're good to go.
Exactly.
So that's a good idea. Just you don't need to buy one of these Rhino deals on if you have a vehicle like that. Just a little rug and go.
Yeah, and we do all that at the shop. If you want to, you know, whenever someone gets a kayak, even before you get it, we can take one of our demos and show you exactly how to do it. So there's... you know, take out all the guesswork. You'll already know how to do it before you get it.
Perfect. All right. Hope that helped you out, John. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. You have a lot of people that already own kayaks that come into the shop for help, right?
Oh, totally.
And that's okay.
Yeah, that's
outfit,
what we're there for.
You've got. You know what's amazing about Hobie and all the accessories is you have like half of this huge facility you have there at Dana Landing is kayaks. Half of it is like accessories and things that you can do to your kayak, right?
Oh, yeah.
Along with Salty Crew clothing and all that, right?
Yeah.
Well, it makes it a lot easier to sell a boat if you have all the bases covered.
Yeah.
You know how to put it on top of the car, put it in the back of a truck. We got all the little gimmicks to make it easy. Otherwise, you know, hey, it's harder to
Take one home with you.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, speaking of taking one home with you, we've talked about that I-11 inflatable, and we're talking about how great it is. What a great family boat that is, right?
Oh, man. Hayden, how many boats have we had dads that have pro anglers, and they get a I-11 for their sons?
It's like the ultimate second kayak. You know, sometimes loading two kayaks on a roof can be hard, especially if your first one's a pro angler. But with the I-11, you have one inside, one on top. And, you know, it's killer for kids, super maneuverable and easy to steer, and it's lightweight, so the wife or the kids can, you know, while you're setting up your pro angler, can do the I-11. And then it's also, you know, kind of a little trick. Like, now you have a packable kayak that you can be taking out to the lakes and stuff. And
Or a stand-up paddleboard.
Yeah.
Yeah, it converts right into a stand-up paddleboard.
You can take the thing, you know, take the seat off, and it's a huge, really stable stand-up paddleboard, and it's tons of fun. You know, throw 3, 4, 5 kids on the thing.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's an enormous stand-up paddleboard. Weight capacity is 400 pounds, so it's, you know, kids love jumping on it, and it's like a float, you know, a little dock.
You know, while we were up at Mammoth, I had this vision. I'm sitting out fishing, you know, and it's all quiet, and then all of a sudden I hear all this hollering. There was on Gull Lake, there was this tree with a rope swing, and we had a client up there that had a pro angler, and he had 5 people in the thing.
Wow.
And they were just shuttling around between all of the pontoon boats. But if he saw our I-11s, and he's going, wait a minute,
what is that?
Yeah, because you can pile on kids, and I mean, they made that lake. Everybody on the lake knew they were having a ton of fun.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, I know Hobie doesn't discount anything because they don't have to, but you actually have some boats that were used very little in an event that you've discounted. The I-11s, is that true?
No, not I-11s.
Not
I-11s. We made a purchase of older sports, brand new sports, and we used them one day in an event for some kids.
Yeah.
And now they're on sale at the store. You'll never see a price like this. We're selling them at less than what you'd buy them on Craigslist for.
Really? Hayden,
we got how many do we have left? Probably 11 or 12. Yeah.
These are Mirage Drive.
Mirage Drive Hobie Sports 2014s.
Wow.
In olive.
Wow. Cool. And they're deal.
Oh, they're a way deal.
Wait.
And then, yeah. No, these are, we can't even talk about what a deal they are.
Yeah.
But we've got a lot of them.
Man.
And it's a great boat for if a dad has a pro angler and he wants to take out a kid, or you want to take out one of your grandsons, or maybe your wife just wants a little boat to go with you. It'll fit right inside of a pro angler when it's in the back of the truck.
Beautiful. Hey, Jim in Oceanside, you're next up on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm going on a day and a half trip. We're fishing during the eclipse.
Wow.
I just got word yesterday that we're supposed to be at the boat at 7:00. They want to leave early. Have any idea where it's going and anything that I should take extra besides the flatfalls?
Obviously, it's a day and a half trip, right? So obviously the captain of the boat has an idea of where to go and what to do. And, you know, there's so, like Mark Wish talked about earlier in the show, there's so many options right now. There's great fishing down south in Mexican waters. There's great fishing out to the west for the big bluefin. It's hard to pinpoint one, but I'd just be ready for everything from 20-pound Dorado to 100-pound bluefin. And, everything in between. So, and those Shimano flatfalls, the glow in the dark, 200 to 250 gram, you definitely want to have some of those because that's what they're biting in the dark and early morning and late evening. So day and a half gives you the opportunity to be on the grounds, and that might be why he wants to leave early, is because he wants to be sure to be on the grounds at daylight. So anything to add on that, Hayden?
No.
All right. Very good. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Hey, it's time to find out who won the CCA Sport Fishing Calendar this month. And this month, ooh, what a prize. It's a Cousins 901S surf fishing rod designed by our great friend Bill Varney. It's got a cork grip and it's really a great, great one. And the winning calendar number, check the back of your calendar, is 2845. 2845. 4-5. Congratulations to whoever holds that calendar, because you win a Bill Varney rod. And when we come back, we're going to see who won all these great prizes, wrap things up here on Let's Talk Hookup. A lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way right here on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, everybody. This is Captain Dwayne Diego, four-pack charter captain, here to talk to you about Parker Boats and the good folks at West Coast Marine. When it came time to start Pinnacle Sport Fishing and get my own boat, there was only one choice. I wanted a Parker. Then there's a real good reason for it: the fishability and seaworthiness. I've been fishing on Parkers for years now, and I know the abuse they can take. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's what I need when we're out 12 hours a day, over 300 days a year, running charters. The guys at West Coast Marine built me one heck of a fishing boat. From the custom tower with steering and throttle controls to the backup bait pump system, my Parker 2520 XLD will deliver me to the fishing grounds reliably and safe. Take it from me. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check them out and their inventory and information online at westcoastmarine.com.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
It's Yamaha's Power the Summer sales event. For a limited time, eligible new 90 to 300 horsepower four-strokes include 2 free years of Yamaha extended service. And eligible new 2.5 to 75 horsepower four-strokes include up to $500 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Offer ends August 31st, 2017. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
No matter the fishing conditions, count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material to help you catch more fish. Fluoro Premier has a smaller diameter with the highest break strength. Plus, it is super soft. When bites are tough, tie on Fluoro Premier. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And new Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions, giving you a little more visibility for better line control. Pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Congratulations, Jim at Oceanside. You win the ticket to the CCA Beer and Tapas event at Portuguese Hall in Shelter Island next Saturday, a week from today. And also that AHI USA social tuna kit, and it includes the assault jigs, the live deception jigs, and I just love those things, and that glow-in-the-dark assault diamond jig is perfect for the big bluefin out there. Yeah, it's going to be a great prize. And I got to tell you, Ron and Hayden, Jared. See, that's the other son.
Yeah.
The salty son. Yeah. Hayden and Ron, you guys are great, and I love hanging out with you. You're my friends, and love going surfing and kayak fishing and all of that stuff. And that's kind of what happens when you go down to Fastlane in Mission Bay, is you become kind of part of the family, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's you got a lot of regulars that come in, like, all the time, just hanging out and talking fishing and kayaking with you.
Yeah, it's cool. A lot of times, you know, we sell a kayak to someone, and that's not like push them out the door, thanks. That's kind of the beginning. We see them, they launch at the launch ramp by us all the time, get fish reports from them, and
yeah,
fish with them, see them out on the water.
Yeah. We talk all about kayaks this show, but if you want a stand-up paddleboard, you want to learn to surf on a stand-up paddleboard, that's what these guys do. They taught me. I'm addicted now. And you'll teach guys how to do that too, right?
Yeah.
Get them on getting the right board for that is key.
Mm-hmm.
You have how many boards do you have there?
Oh, geez.
A lot.
30.
Yeah, at least. Different styles, types, everything.
Right. We've had a huge blow up demand lately. You know, guys wanting to just put them on a plane, inflatables or the, you know, easy to store.
Yeah.
We've been doing a lot of those.
Yeah, and also you're going to have some demos in the water today, right, at Fastlane?
Well, that's the thing, is that this I-11 from Hobie with the new 180 in it is an inflatable, and people want to try it. So we're going to have two I-11's in the water today, so anybody who comes down, bring your wife, bring maybe your son or whoever you want to fish with, and try them out. They're amazing.
They'll be in the water, just walk into Fast Lane and just say, hey, I want to try those I-11's out, and you'll set them up.
That's right.
It's all free.
And you just pop in, we'll get you in the water, you get to see how the thing works, how it shifts into reverse.
The whole deal.
I mean, you know, if you want to stand up in it, stand up
go
in
for it.
Yep.
Hey, and Hayden, how do we get a hold of you? How do we find you if we want to go to Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay?
Yeah, come down to the shop. We're in Dana Landing, like we said, 2590 Ingram Street. Phone number is 619-222-0766. Or check out the website, fastlanekayaking.com.
All right. Thanks, guys, for being here. And thank you for listening today. We've got another great show tomorrow, 7 to 9 a.m. Berkeley Andrews and Captain Pete Grossbeck from Sea Keeper going to be here talking Sea Keeper. And, of course, Pete has been on the fish. He knows his stuff. There's nobody like Pete Grossbeck here in Southern California to give you full knowledge of what to catch and how to catch it. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow morning. And appreciate Ted's help on the other side of the boards, on the phone and on the board there. We'll see you tomorrow right back here on the Mighty 1090.